Welcome to Stories of Stories. I'm your host, Mike Chin. In each edition of this podcast, I explore the stories behind a specific creative project, process, or experience. I'll be talking about projects on this show with the expectation that either you're already familiar with the project I'm talking about, so for example, if it's a story, you've already read it, or you don't plan to read it. Regardless, what I'm trying to get at is this podcast will include all kinds of spoilers, so please listen no further if you don't want anything spoiled. This episode, I'll be discussing Crackers Guide Us All. This is a piece of flash fiction I published with Sick Lit Magazine in 2016. So in thinking about this piece, I was thinking a lot about time travel. And I mean this in a literal sense, and sort of how one can meaningfully write about time travel. And it's sort of a paradox from where I'm sitting, because the whole idea that if things might change, particularly in the past, that might affect the present and the future, then suddenly you have a really unstable narrative. Because once something changes, as we all know through the butterfly effect, that everything else will kind of by ripples of effect be affected by that. So I had a fascination with this idea of a really unstable narrative like that, of how you would go about telling a story in which everything was changing kind of constantly, almost paragraph by paragraph, sentence by sentence. If it would be sort of impossible to kind of keep a coherent story going. And so, kind of the basis of most literary writing, the character-driven narrative, suddenly becomes fundamentally altered in that way, because you're never even sure if you're hearing from the same narrator from moment to moment, because things are changing. So this is a story in which there's very little that is static. It is told from a first-person perspective, so the implication is it's the same person telling the story, but there are a lot of starts and stops in it and kind of revisions as it goes along, and kind of trying to recount how things once were, or how this character thinks things once were or might be again, based on this concept that originally it was sort of the elite, which by implication is the wealthy, had control of time travel and were able to kind of visit and kind of touch upon things, but then began to tinker a little bit and change things. And once that started happening, then it became a lot more volatile in general. And sort of before long, it wasn't just the rich who had access to time travel. And as soon as enough people have access to time travel and are changing things, there really aren't different classes anymore, because different people are changing things for their own purposes and kind of skewing things constantly. So it's this idea of not just living in a a different kind of reality because things have been retroactively changed, but the idea that things are constantly changing because the past is constantly undergoing revision. And so you can never really tell, what things once were versus what they will be versus, what semblance of a now you might have. So one of the big cruxes of this story is the title character, the only character that gets explicitly named in the flash fiction piece, which is Crackers. Crackers is a cat. So for people, there's at least some semblance of us intellectually being able to figure out what's happening with time travel. We understand the reason, at least, why things were changed in the past, it would affect the present, and why things might change from day to day. And there is some ambiguity as to whether we'd even be aware of the changes or how we keep track of them. But for an animal kind of overgoing these changes, having no idea, no semblance of kind of what's happening, why things are changing day to day, much less having to reconcile that with kind of things that they might remember, this just being, completely kind of baffling. So in the story, that this character, Crackers, the cat, ends up ramming himself into a window or a glass kind of fixture in what might be a suicide, might be kind of that he's so kind of frustrated and overwhelmed that he ultimately kind of ends his life, or might just kind of be the cat kind of going haywire and kind of not understanding what's happening anymore and just kind of butting his head over and over against, this glass. So in the story, the narrator ends up removing the glass, with the idea being that, well, now the cat won't be able to do that. But once that happens, the cat still ends up kind of butting his head in the same empty space now, with the idea that this is consistency. This is a character who, despite kind of changes and despite The causality of what he might be trying to do is still going to do the exact same thing. This idea, maybe that's the kind of the key to kind of having any sort of consistent future, is if people just keep acting the way they would have, regardless of what changes they might encounter. Hence the title, as well as a line in the story that derives from the idea of crackers guiding us all. So I drafted this piece all in one sitting on my very last visit to Powell's Bookstore in Portland. For those who aren't familiar with it, it's this really large independent bookstore based out of Portland. Has a couple different locations, but it's just a beautiful store with a great collection of books. Probably one of the pieces of Oregon that, of all the businesses at least, that I think I most miss since leaving there, and would definitely be a spot I'd want to visit again if I were back there. But anyway, I was just kind of browsing the bookstore and kind of, walking through the shelves and reading a little bit, and had been thinking a little bit about this story already, and then for whatever combination of factors, it kind of, blew open in my mind how I might approach it as I was in the store. So I remember just kind of taking some scrap paper out of my pocket and having a pen there with me, and just sat down and wrote a whole draft of it there, and then came back home and typed it and revised it and polished it over the weeks to follow before I felt it was, ready to send out. The other piece of background I should share is this character of crackers. So this is sort of a speculatively real character. At the time, and as I'm recording this, Heather and I had been talking about, eventually getting a cat, and we talked about the idea of naming the cat Crackers. I forget exactly how that came about. There was some conversation of naming cats Cheese and Crackers, I believe, but it seemed like just a fun name for a cat and kind of silly, and we almost built this kind of mythology around this figure, and, say we're going to go to the store and get some new crackers, and Crackers having an identity crisis, because, what about old Crackers? You're going to get new Crackers? You don't love me anymore? So it kind of just became this sort of inside joke, and we kind of kept talking about it, and decided that whenever we actually settle down someplace for a sustained period of time and are in a good position to have a pet or an animal friend, as we tend to refer to it, that, we'd be on the lookout for a cat, and, and this hypothetical cat wanted to name the cat Crackers. So in any event, that worked its way into the story, and so that's directly based on this speculative or perhaps future cat of ours, which I think is, of all things in this time travel based story, kind of fitting that would be based on someone who we don't know yet, or who we expect to know, or we expect to exist. Okay, so it's kind of a wrap for Crackers Guide Us All. It's a story I had a lot of fun writing, and again, it's available via Sicklit Magazine. That's an online-based magazine, and the full text should be available for free there. Okay, so now we're going to move along to Mike's monthly endorsement. As an artist, I do feel it's important to be consuming other things, to see what interests and inspires you, and to see what's already out there, and see what's come before you. So at the end of episodes, I'm recommending a book, story, movie, TV show, a band, a wrestling match, or anything along those lines that may have escaped a huge mainstream audience, or that may be a little dated now and on the cusp of being forgotten, but that I recommend. So in this case, I recommend Scott Nadelson's novel, Between You and Me. This is a novel told in two-year intervals. It could also be read as sort of a collection of short stories that all revolve around the same main character, and then a few flash vignettes that go in between some of those sections. But I think it's a really cool structure. It sort of disassembles what we think of as a traditional novel. Because while the narrative is, pretty linear, talking about the same characters, and, could be understood as one pretty cohesive story, you could also just kind of open it up and read any given selected piece in it. And for the most part, like, they work as short fiction. In fact, a lot of it was published as short fiction before the book came out. I think it's a really appealing kind of more accessible approach to writing a novel. I think for many of us who aspire to that and are struggling with kind of just the length of narrative or kind of the scope of that kind of story, to approach it from that lens. And I also just think it's a great story of kind of capturing this very specific era of kind of masculinity and this very specific role of a stepfather who, is interacting with his wife, is interacting with his kids, and then kind of also just interacting with the rest of his life, where inevitably, those figures kind of figure in heavily into you know, kind of who he is and how he approaches the world. And yet there's always kind of one degree of separation. You know, the birth father of the kids is still in the picture to some extent, and, you know, not someone who the main character really looks at very kindly. That in and of itself, I think, is a really interesting dynamic. And so it's a book that's kind of quietly full of tension. You know, there's always a lot going on. There's always a lot of conflict in each of the stories, but not these big kind of world level crises or anything. You know, it's all kind of personal and domestic, and I think that's really successful in this case. So again, it's called Between You and Me. It's a novel by Scott Nadelson that came out from Engine Books, I believe, in 2015. You can also access my fuller thoughts on this book. I wrote a full book review for it for Cleaver Magazine that's free online. And that came out in June 2016 for those who wish to seek it out. All right, well, that's a wrap for this time. So I'm wishing you all good health, happiness, and creativity, and I'll catch you next time.